when I moved out of there. And after I moved out, I was still doing business with him. About 6 months after I went back there, I was talking with him. He said, Sylvester, you're not going to quit doing business with us. He was working with Merchants Bank, you know.
Yeah.
He'd been there 37 years. I said, no, Joe, I says, I'm not going to quit you. You've been too good to me. I said, you've done me a favor when I need it, and now I'm going to stay with you. He said, well, Sylvester, says you lay down and die happy. You raised a family to be proud of. And he says, you've been a man that always done what you said you would do. I see me, I was in a pool business there one time. I bought a truck, and I had a truck, a trailer, and I bought some timber there for a man there. I didn't have a dime. I went there and talked to the man. I says, he had 160 acres, all this long leaf timber. I went to see him one Sunday. I told him, after I'd been hauling milk 5 years, I had a truck left in good shape. I went to see him. I told him I went to see him. I thought I had a truck. All I needed was a trailer. I'd buy his timber if you want to sell it. No, he said, I don't believe I'm going to sell my timber. I said, well, let me make an estimate of it and tell me how much I can pay you for it. And he said, one fellow working for Crosby there, my name was Mitchell, went there one day and told me he'd give him $700 for his timber.
Uh-huh.
He said he told him if he didn't have more than $700 worth of timber, he'd give him to him.
Uh-huh.
Then about 2 months after, he come back and offered him $1,400. Well, I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. His name was Clodo Mayhode. I said, I'll go out there and check. I said, I'm not going to walk to you. I said, I'll check every tree on your land. That'll make a pole. And when I get through, I figure out and tell you how much I can pay you for it. And I said, I haven't got the money, but I said, before I cut the first tree, I'll pay for everything I promise you before I cut the first tree.
Yeah.
Well, he says, Sylvester said, I'll be your man, won't do the right thing. You go ahead and make an estimate. And if I don't sell, I'll pay you for the estimate.
Uh-huh.
I said, no, if I make the estimate, you don't sell, I won't charge you for it. And a fellow by the name of told me that if I could find some timber to buy, he'd pay for it, you know.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and I made the estimate. That day, I saw him on Sunday. I said, I'll be here Wednesday. I had a nephew, knew something about timber, and I knew something about it, had a card. And I had a boy that wanted to live here. He was a young boy, he was just finished high school, he was with it. I got a big stick and stick about that long, gum stick, and I tied a rag around it, put some lime in it. And I had a board with different numbers on it. And it was easy to figure I could do it. He measured about up the high side, and a lot of you didn't have to measure. You could tell what it'd make. Would it make 735 or 345 or 945 or whatever. And every time he checked one, he'd hit it on the side we was going, so we wouldn't count them twice, you know.
Yeah.
And when I went out there, this fella Mitchell had sent him a fella there and a boy. They went there about 9 o'clock. They was there just about an hour. We got there about 9:30. They got there about 8:30, 9 o'clock. And they went out there, and we started. It's about 10 o'clock. We got started, and at about 2 o'clock, they were through and they finished it left. And we started Wednesday. I got through Saturday at 12 o'clock. Friday, we was eating dinner right at his old place. His wife was there and he stayed there. He'd eat dinner. He'd stay there and go off and on. He come down and I told him I figured it was Friday at noon. I said, I believe we'll get through here tomorrow sometime. He went out there and he asked me what a tree like that would bring him. I told him. He said, well, says Sylvester, I'll be there. My timber's cut. You the one gonna cut it. And so when I got through Saturday, I told him, I says, well, I went by his house. We got through about 12 o'clock. I says,